This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Loretta Scholl is joining us. She is a culinary instructor and family and consumer science department chair at Olathe Northwest High School. And Loretta, your department also participates in the Kansas Soybeans as a Food Educational Program, which is sponsored by the Kansas Soybean Commission. Tell us about the purpose of the program itself.
The purpose of the program for us is that it helps us provide us with opportunity to teach the students more about healthy lifestyle and diet. So many of our students are now interested in food science. I mean, K-State's one of the places they head to, dietetic, nutrition, personal trainer, physical therapist, sports med, all of those things. So it really fits in well because I call it like the super bean because it's so high in protein, it's high in fiber. I only buy soy oil for even baking or any of the food that we prepare here. It's cholesterol free. It's very low in saturated fat. For the kids that struggle with dairy, it's lactose free. So we can use that in our nutrition and wellness classes when we're making smoothies. It's got omega-3 acids, and they don't realize how much soy they're already eating until we get into it, and I would start to talk about it. The nutrition and wellness class actually has a vegetarian unit, and they don't think they're going to like tofu. And edamame, they love that. But we had a parent that came to parent-teacher conferences, and she said, my son never ate anything green, and now he eats this for breakfast.
And really, too, to show the importance of the livestock industry to soybean farmers, teach them a little bit about that too.
When I talk and I tell them about the program and how what a generous contribution they help because groceries never go down and budgets don't ever seem to go up, that half of the money that's provided through the program can be towards beef or dairy products because, like, I think 80% goes towards feed for livestock.
Being able to participate in this if you're a teacher, you're provided with some supplemental funds for the program too.
We get $2 per student that we have enrolled in a culinary class, and that really adds up because we have two culinary teachers in this building and budget's always very tight.
And you can go to kansassoybeans.org for more information about how to participate in the program. Loretta, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, the Kansas Soy Commission, for your support.
Loretta Scholl is joining us, culinary instructor and family and consumer science department chair at Olathe Northwest High School here on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.